me in the hallway. Our family certainly wasn't poor, but we lived in a town where trust funds, sleepaway camps, and European vacations were abundant, along with Mercedes, Jaguars, and BMWs. A far cry from my world filled with flat tires, missing windshield wipers, and cars with perpetually lit check engine lights on. The idea that showing up at school in a piece of shit jalopy led to me looking like a dog didn't make much sense in my mind. It really irked me that I had to be punished because my father thought he was a used car dealer and insisted on driving us around in the cars that he couldn't sell. I wanted to tell my classmates that I didn't like his cars either, and I certainly didn't like being called a dog. I hadn't had a low opinion of myself before then, but after being called the same nickname for 6 months straight, you start to look in the mirror and see resemblances between yourself and a German Shepherd. If it had been mild teasing, I think I probably could have handled it, but it was incessant, and it started from the moment I got to school until the moment I left. After a while, most of my friends in the third grade would avoid being seen with me in the hallways because they didn't want to be blacklisted too. My best friend, Jody Sapperman, was the only one who would walk with me to every class and defend me when the fifth grade girls would come over to our table in the cafeteria and ask if I was eating Alpo for lunch. Back to me and Jason.